And welcome back to Hip to Be a Square podcast, your place for things quilty and geeky. Today is actually Saturday, December 15th. I was remiss in recording yesterday. The day got away from me. And then we had virtual stitching last night, so not a ton of time for me to sit back and record. Unless I did it after the virtual stitching, which is not great because I have just been talking for 90 minutes and I could feel my voice going at the end of it. So you get a one day late Saturday podcast. So it has been, a few weeks, I think, since I podcasted direct. The 2 weeks ago, I dropped in the quilt market recap just because that was a fun conversation with Lynn and way better than me trying to tell it just myself. So hopefully you all enjoyed that. And then last week we had an episode of The Stitch. And so here I am this week. Hooray. And it is, you know, mid-December in the throes of holiday crafting season, or at least it would be if I were, in fact, doing a lot of holiday crafting, which I am not really. I finished all of my big stuff, which is to say I didn't really make a lot of big stuff, so that worked out great. So this year, in terms of handmade stuff, I made a doll quilt, which was really 3.5-inch squares sewn together. not terribly big. But that went with a doll bed for my 2-year-old niece. And then I had done a skirt and pillowcase for my middle niece, who loves dinosaurs. So I found some great dinosaur fabric while we were at festival and used that to make her a skirt, as well as a pillowcase for her bed, which will not go at all with the quilt that I made her previously, but that's fine. Well, assuming she wants to put her head on a pterodactyl, we'll see. So, you know, haven't done a lot of other homemade gifts. I've done other homemade things here recently just to try and clean up my sewing room because it's kind of a bog of fabric is what it feels like. And partially because I am somewhat in the middle of some garment projects and I'm just kind of scared to commit and do them and finish them. So they're just kind of been sitting on my sewing table or my cutting table for a while. And I keep having to shove them out of the way to make room for quilt bits to cut. So maybe I will work on one of those tomorrow, with the hope that I could wear the thing this week coming up. Now, I don't have any more holiday parties other than Friday. Friday night is our Bacon Bee party, which is basically the three other girls that I'm going to be with. Hey, guess what? You guys know most of them. It's Lynn, Ray from our production staff, and then our friend Andy that is one of the owners of a local quilt shop. And the four of us go back to about 2010, 2011. So anyway, this is the group that I get together with once a month. And so, but we decide it's like a combo stitch bee party. We just, you know, get all the families together, make our husbands talk to each other, you know, one time during the year. Really, it's just my husband. I think everyone else talks regularly. So, but we all kind of gather at one person's house and just devote an evening to appetizers and desserts and generally just, you know, get together and visit and say hooray, and then, you know, we're wrapped up by 9 because that's the kind of party people we are. So good times. This week at work we had 2 different parties. Monday was the broader marketing community party for our building. So we had our ugly sweater contest. I Instagrammed my entry for that. I did not win, probably because my sweater was not ugly. It was awesome. It was pizza kittens in space who were also wearing Santa hats. It's a lot of look. Sadly, again, did not win, but that's okay. Brought a lot of joy to people who saw me wearing it. So, let's see. Then we had our smaller, like just for our business unit marketing team, it's about 12 to 14 people, got together and we had done a Secret Santa swap. And so we got to reveal like who had whose name, and we did a cookie swap And of course, I did not make cookies. I made peanut brittle because that's more what I'm known for around the holiday season. And then swapped that for a bunch of cookies, which I would not normally make. And so brought that home. And of course, all those cookies are now gone 2 days later because I have kids and a husband. So just in time for us to make more cookies tonight. Good times. So yeah, I think that's about the extent of my holiday parties. I did miss my holiday guild party this year because it was the same night as my daughter's chorus concert. But the concert was nice. It was the same, they do the seventh grade band and chorus together. So the band plays their songs and then the chorus does their songs. And they did a medley from The Grinch and Christmas Chopsticks, which is the piano tune Chopsticks, but with like Christmas music on it. It kind of disintegrated into something I didn't recognize at the end. Intentional by the composer, but I was like, I don't know what's happening here. Anyway, we made my son go because we had made my daughter go to every stinking one of his baseball and football and whatever games. So whenever she has a concert or an art show, we make him go. Well, of course, he decides. And my husband, too, was like, told him, I'll give you a quarter if you can make her laugh. I'm like, that's not the right thing to do here. And yeah. So that was entertaining, to say the least. But generally that went well. And then the kids have a week of midterms, more so for high school than for middle school this next week. And then they're out, gosh, for 2.5, 3 weeks. I don't know, some insanely long amount of time. Myself, I am working through about Thursday. And then I am off until January 2nd, which is nice. So that will give me plenty of time to, you know, write a book. Probably won't write the whole book, but Lynn and I are working on book proposal and we need to get it done around the first of the year. So that's what I'll spend a good bit of my time on while I'm off. So I just need to structure it. So I will get up, get on the treadmill, get my exercise right after breakfast, do the writing or whatever that I need to. Probably until about 10 o'clock and then I will be free to sew or, you know, write a pattern or do whatever because I have a couple of those deadlines coming up as well. So hopefully will be a productive break. Now the kids don't have anything else going on, so, you know, we'll be farting around, lazing, taking the television, making use of our faster internet, all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. I feel like, okay, had a short break with Thanksgiving. But yeah, it'll be good to just have that kind of extended break. Let's see. So in terms of sewing, I talked about the handmade gifts I'd made. I've also made myself a Christmas pillow because I had bought, gosh, 5 years ago, there was a booth at like a Original Sewing and Quilt Expo that was selling embroidery pieces, machine embroidered. So for, you know, $7, you could get a piece that had been embroidered, and I got one with a really nice tree and some cardinals on it, and it just said Merry Christmas at the top, because I don't have an embroidery machine, so it's not the kind of thing I could do myself. So I had bought that a while ago, and I found it in a drawer when I was looking for something else, and I thought, yeah, you know what, I'm going to use this. So I made myself a pillow out of it, and now I have a holiday pillow, just the one on my couch. But hey, you got to start somewhere. I'm trying to think. Other stuff I've been working on. I got a quilt top finished, which is a submission for a magazine, which normally I would wait on. But I also know if the magazine doesn't pick it up, then we're just going to do it as an independent pattern. So I might as well get the sample done because we're in the middle of mystery season for Bonnie Hunter's mystery quilt, Good Fortune. And I'm current on my clues. I had some catch-up time last weekend, which helped. But she just released step 4. And I fully confessed to cheating. It was like, oh, you could string piece 1.5-inch strips. And I was like, you know what? Or I could not. So I did the cheater method, and I just cut rectangles to the recommended size. but all the other steps I've done. So half square triangles and gosh, four patches. I'm trying to think what else there is. I think that's most of it. I feel like I'm missing a step in there. Anyway, net, I'm caught up, which is good. And I'm using different colors than what she has, only because I'm making this as a wedding gift for a nephew and his bride-to-be. And we don't quite know for sure when the wedding's going to be. It's supposed to be late next year, but it might get moved up. You know, it just depends. But they really like Halloween. And while I would not commit necessarily to Halloween color or Halloween fabrics, I'm good with Halloween colors. So the colors in mine are orange, green, gray, and purple, with the background, which Bonnie usually does as a neutral, like white cream, mine's black. So it's a little dark, but I confirmed with both the groom and the bride, because I knew the groom was into Halloween, and I didn't want to commit to a Halloween-colored quilt if she was going to roll her eyes at it. But she is all in on that. So that's going well so far. I will need to add some borders to it, I think, because Bonnie's finished size is not quite the bed size that I need it to be for them. I think they have a queen-size bed. So borders, no problem, because, frankly, I was bad at counting on the first step, and I made about 100 more units than I needed to. Still not quite sure how that happened, but hey, it did. You know what? All that's going to go in a border. No problem. So, yikes. And the good news is I can look and see if there's Halloween fabric on clearance now to use to help beef up that border. I don't know if I'll need it for the binding or not. We'll see. So anyway, that's where I'm at on her mystery. Yeah, so, oh, the net of it was, the reason I put that top together for the magazine pattern submission was there's a lot of piecing in Bonnie's stuff, and I needed some leaders and enders, and so I just basically assembled this quilt top as the leader and ender for the mystery quilt pieces that I've been stitching. But this week, because I cheated, I didn't actually have any piecing for it. So now I actually have to go work on quilting. But not the mystery quilt, because, of course, that's not done yet. So I'm quilting another sample from that same pattern and a couple other smaller things that I need to get done. Smaller quilts. So yeah, mostly just puttering in the sewing room. Been kind of avoiding big projects. Although I'm kind of at a point where I have a pattern that's due January 1st. The piecing won't be hard, but it will be intensive. So I need to sort out my colors for that. The good news is I don't think I have to do much cutting for it because it's all squares that should be coming out of my scrap stash. So hopefully that will go smoothly. Let's see. I don't know. I'm pausing to look around the room that I'm in, which is where I'm storing the Christmas gifts that need to be wrapped, but they're not really revealing anything to me that I need to be speaking of here. So how about that? Let's see. Elsewhere, I have not been reading a ton. I was taking a decided break, frankly, of like, okay, I have read a lot. I did not mangle my library hold strategy, so did not have five books at once that I needed to read. I did finish one book, which is the third and final book in the Crazy Rich Asians trilogy. It's called Rich People Problems by Kevin Kwan, and it was pretty good. It was in line with the others. I think my favorite of the three is the first one. I mean, this was a strong ending for the trilogy. So if you've enjoyed the other two, you know, it's worth it to finish it out. Entertaining. And then I'm in the middle of reading like a 900-page book. And I have five more days to finish it. And I'm halfway through. So I gotta carve out some time for some reading. It's Cassandra Clare, and let's see, I think it is the Queen of Air and Darkness. So it's the third book in the Dark Artifices trilogy, which is the sequel to the Shadowhunter books that she had. And I went to check it out from the library because it just came out and I had it on my hold list and it came up due. And the librarian brings it out from the hold room and I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. It's like 2.5 inches thick. It's like, holy moly, it's a big old book. So it's like, okay, at a certain point, I get that you have a lot of story to tell. Maybe this should be multiple books and not a single book. But okay, like, let's do it. So I'm about halfway done with that. Hoi. Fingers crossed that I get it done. I have never yet had a late fine for a library book. I don't intend to start now. But yeah, that's going to be a challenge. So not a ton of reading going on. I have been enjoying cooking again because it feels like I went for, I don't know, 2 or 3 months where I was not cooking much other than macaroni and cheese or ready-made pizza in the oven. So, have been enjoying that. So did pot roast. I've done, oh, I need to do pork chops with balsamic vinegar and pears, which is really good. So, have been getting back into that, which I think is helpful. Of course, my husband's just had a lot of dental surgery and so can't eat a ton of really chewy stuff. And look, okay, so Morelli is outside the room that I'm in yelling. I don't know if you all can hear them, but he is distraught that I have locked him and his brother out. He will learn to live with the disappointment, however. Okay, I had to pause to go tend to cats. Good news, they'll live. Bad news, they may yell again. So, cats, good times. So, an update to what dropped 2 weeks ago, the airplane crash. Insurance has finally come back around, so it looks like that's going to sort out. We were able to get another vehicle for my husband to drive. But yeah, what a strange, strange month. What just, there's like a Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. Like, there's a reason that's a curse, not a blessing. So it's been interesting around here. So I am kind of in another phase where I get at the end of every year, and I think I go through this cyclically at least 3 times a year, where I'm just like, there's too much stuff in my house. We need to clean it out. Could we set it all on fire? Like, and it's things like empty boxes or why did we save this and paperwork and things like that. And I'm kind of in that phase again of like, there's way too much crap in here. Yeah, so I have some cleaning out to do. I did some work in our basement a couple weeks ago. There's still some more things to be done. I think we now have just as many empty plastic bins down there as we do full plastic bins, which is a challenge in and of itself. Like, why do I need to save the bins then? Yeah, so working through that. Like, why do we need 4 sets of towels? We only ever use one at a time. Why do we still have towels that we were gifted when we got married? We've been married almost 19 years. The 19-year-old towels are still good. Do we get rid of them? Why did we get new towels if the old ones are still good? So things like that bother me. They don't really bother me so much as I guess everything else is okay enough that I have time to worry about 19-year-old towels, which is a bit of a luxury, honestly. So, gotta love anxiety. So, yeah, we're just hanging out, getting ready to get through exams, gonna make some cookies. The house has been decorated as much as it's going to get decorated. So it's generally pretty calm around here. And I'm just, trying to read this 900-page book. Yeah, good times. So, In terms of sewing, you know, I'm going to try and do finish one of the garment projects tomorrow. Fingers crossed, so I can wear it. And then finish quilting. And those will be my two things, I think, that I focus on. I think, for this weekend. And then I work 3.5 days, and then I'm off, and then I'm writing stuff. So, yeah, not dull, that's for sure. We look forward to 2019. We're working through what other video classes we want to drop. We did launch our first one, and thank you all that have already signed up, that have viewed it, have been doing the blocks. Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate it. And if you have feedback or suggestions on anything we need to improve, please let us know. And you can find the new class at learn.thestitchtvshow.com. So we also decided, like, oh, we need to do a couple more t-shirt designs and things like that. So we'll trickle out that stuff over the next couple months. We got to set up a better schedule of what we're releasing when. Yeah, but we're just keeping busy. It's not dull. And then I have, for my day job, I have a big event in February. So last year it was in March. This year, or 2018, it was in March. 2019, it's in February. So it's coming up sooner than we think. Everyone's kind of in a lull of like, oh, it's next year. Or like, oh no, we'll get back and it'll be 5 weeks away after New Year's. So I'm sure there'll be a bit of freaking out about that. Good times. So it won't be dull. First quarter is always busy for me because of things related to my day job. So I'm just hanging in there, staying busy. I hope you guys are having a decent holiday, or at least an individually good day, because I know sometimes it can be a challenge this time of year. But I look forward to continuing the conversation in 2019. Thank you guys for hanging around. Next week, you'll have an episode of The Stitch drop. It'll be the first one we recorded since market. The last four that you've heard were all recorded before market, which gave them a little bit of an odd sense. Yeah, so we're gonna keep on keeping on. We made some good connections at market. We have some new sponsors coming on, which is exciting. And we can't wait to share all that and more with you guys. So thank you. I will be back. Let's see. Let's look at the exact calendar. I will podcast again. In 2 weeks. So I will talk again one more time before New Year's. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you guys. And I'll talk to you in a few weeks. Quilt long and prosper. The opening music is a theme from The Stitch by Big Think Productions, courtesy of Ed and Eddie LLC. To find out more about the podcast and listen to archived episodes, visit the website at www.hiptobeasquarepodcast.com. You can contact me, Pam, by emailing info@hiptobeasquarepodcast.com, leaving a comment on the website, or by following me on Twitter at PantsFreesia. You can also find me on Pinterest, Instagram, and Flickr as PantsFreesia. Watch my show, The Stitch, online at www.thestitchtvshow.com and follow the show on Facebook, Google+, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest at The Stitch TV Show. Don't forget, it's hip to be a square.